We're going to take time and visit with Tom Kiner from Iowa State University Extension.
Thanks for having me.
And he's back. We talked about Thanksgiving, talked about getting ready for Thanksgiving, planning. I think that was the biggest thing I got out of all of that. Plan.
It really stinks when you know, it's a couple days after Thanksgiving and you look in your fridge and it's just, you know, you got the carcass with the bones sticking out and there's no space for anything. And so, yeah, definitely making a plan to utilize leftovers and to, use up all those parts in a better way than just filling up your entire fridge for a week is definitely a way to go.
So we've determined that people, okay, as a rule, people tend to overcook with what they're going to have for Thanksgiving.
For sure.
Everybody always, you know, let's have a big feast.
Yeah.
And then if they did it in a timely fashion,
yep,
they didn't leave the deviled eggs out for about 5 hours.
Yep.
They didn't leave the turkey sitting out for that long. They were very conscientious about taking that turkey and getting it off the bone. I know that's one of the things you suggest, get it off the bone. What about the drumsticks? You got to keep...
Oh, I mean, what's nice about drumsticks is they're kind of a self-contained, it's got the handle built in.
Yeah.
If you have somebody who likes dark meat and is willing to gnaw on the drumstick, that's definitely great. If you are somebody who likes to make your own soups, I definitely recommend utilizing all those bones to make a chicken stock, or in this case, a turkey stock. You've already got the bones. You've got all the stuff necessary.
All right. So we've got the people are getting all of that done after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
They've taken all the stuff out. Let's talk about freezing it.
For sure.
I have a vacuum sealer that I like to use.
Oh, cool.
But that doesn't preserve it forever.
Correct. Totally just some freezer Ziplocs work totally well. Make sure that you label what it is, because I don't know about you, I have a few things in my freezer I cannot identify. I thought I knew what it was when I went in there and I didn't label it, and now I don't know what it is. So don't be one of those people.
Label and date.
And you want to try and make sure that you're using up in a timely fashion. The colder your freezer is, the less freezer burn you're going to get. Again, trying to plan ahead. And so you've got all this ham. Okay, we'll dice it up. And if you're making a split pea soup, then you got some ham you can toss in there. There's a lot of ways to utilize those leftovers rather than just the days after Thanksgiving, just being tired of looking at it.
Are there good things to use? Do I use my cottage cheese bowl that's been washed out, or do I prefer a Ziploc bag, or what? Are there different things that are better?
Absolutely. Some packaging definitely likes freezing more than others. So ideally you're going to find some food packaging that has a moisture and vapor resistant, durable, leak proof. It's resistant to brittleness and cracking at those low temperatures. So definitely with some of those like sour cream containers, they're not made to be frozen. They were just intended to hold sour cream one time. They weren't really made to be frozen. So definitely some of those things that we use as freezer containers may or may not really like being in the freezer. So you're better off trying to find using Ziploc bags or using containers that are meant to be in the freezer.
If someone, say, they obviously kept some of that green bean casserole, put it in a margarine container, a Cool Whip container, whatever, and refrigerated it. Is it four out the door kind of thing? You can't do it. You can't overextend. You should not anyway.
The USDA's recommendation for just people at home is that 4 day throwaway rule. So trying to use something up within 4 days, and so that's why, again, it's like if you're swimming in ham and turkey, definitely just trying to get that into usable portions, pop that in the freezer. It's much easier than just trying to deal with it.
So, again, plan. Now, time frame on some of the stuff. When you put it in the freezer, do you obviously a month or two maybe at the most?
You can freeze. It might not necessarily... the longer it's in the freezer, the higher risk there is that it's going to get freezer burns. And get a
probably frost buildup on it or something like that.
So, I mean, the faster you can use it up, the better. But how good it is going to depend on what it is and how you package it. Some things like freezing better than others. For instance, bread, it's pretty bulletproof. You can pop, you know, a loaf of bread in the freezer, pull it out later, and it's perfectly fine. Some things like milk-based things, or if you've ever noticed, like if you freeze, like let's say like baked potatoes, and then you pull it out, there the texture totally changes. When you freeze that potato, all that water kind of leaches out of the cells, and it just kind of, it changes the texture. So some things like being frozen better than others.
Okay. How do we learn this? Do we, is this just a learned thing, or does some, like some of the websites that are available?
Absolutely. Spend Smart, Eat Smart is the website from Iowa State Extension Outreach, and we have lots of great information. We have lots of blog posts talking specifically about these issues. So, you know, one was called Tackling Turkey Leftovers. One was called Turkey Time. So if you are looking for information, our website has a lot of great recipes. There's also a lot of opportunity, especially with something like turkey. You kind of use it like chicken. So, I mean, you can make a club salad.
Sure.
You can make a quick pot pie. If you still have a whole bunch of cans of pumpkin that you didn't utilize up, we have our chocolate surprise cupcakes that you can utilize canned pumpkin for that.
So there's a lot of things there.
For sure.
Spend smart, eat smart.
Spend smart, eat smart. Exactly.
Get the app.
Exactly. It's on the Google Play Store, and it's on the Apple App Store. Yep. And another thing that's really great on that app is that there, when you do need to go grocery shopping, there is what's called a unit pricing tool. So let's say you're in the cheese section, you're trying to figure out what's the best price on cheese. You can plug into this calculator and it will tell you, this is, you know, this cheese is 33 cents an ounce and this one is 43 cents an ounce. You can make more informed decisions when you figure out like what is the price per unit.
Yeah. And that, in the end, is savings for you folks.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about these leftovers that we've got. Hopefully, everybody followed along and got them put away in a timely fashion.
Yep.
We've got some in the freezer. We've got some in the... What are some of the things they can look forward to doing? Because you got a ton of recipe ideas. And again, spend smart, sweet... save smart does too.
Spend smart, eat smart. You bet.
Yeah, eat smart.
I don't know about y'all, but by the time that Thanksgiving is over, I'm kind of looking for some other flavors personally. Like, so if I had some leftover turkey, I might be more likely to use that in like a teriyaki rice bowl.
Okay.
I kind of want something other than just the typical roasted brown covered in gravy flavor.
Yeah.
So definitely trying to maybe pick something that is far afield from just typical Thanksgiving fare. With something like mashed potatoes, I think that's something that sometimes people struggle to utilize because, let's be honest, they don't quite warm up exactly the same the second time.
Again, one of those where they're frozen or refrigerated, not quite the same.
It's not quite the same the second time, but guess what? It works great to use that as a base for something like a potato soup. So if you have ham left over, you've got mashed potatoes left over, you're only a couple of ingredients away from turning that into like a nice soup. Perfect for the winter.
For colder temps, which, by the way, probably around that time we're going to be seeing here heading into the beginning of December, because Thanksgiving is so late this year.
For sure.
So, again, things like that. So what other things would you put in there? You got to have some stock, I would think.
If you did save your turkey bones, so you want to make sure that you're going to place the bones in a large pot, cover with water. You can add things like carrots, celery, and onions or mushrooms. It's also great to utilize things like carrot peels, onion skins, you know, the parts that might go in the trash anyway. There's a lot of flavor in those.
You're making use of everything.
Oh, that's what's great about turkey stock is you've got all these bones, and the more... What really makes a stock rich is a lot of times when there's a lot of that cartilage. So you got the backbone, you've got those joints. So the more of those, the better. You can also, so utilizing your turkey bones to make a stock.
Yeah.
You just cover it with water, bring it to a boil, turn it down and simmer for about, you can simmer for 1 hour, you can simmer for 3 hours. After about the 3 hour mark, you start losing flavor.
Okay.
But don't
overdo it.
You don't need to overdo it, but simmering it for a couple hours, you're going to get a lot of delicious flavor out of there. You strain it. And if you used a lot of, if there's a lot of fat on there, it's going to float to the top.
Sure.
So if I strain my stock and pop it in the fridge and let it cool down, you're going to get that nice layer of fat on the top that it will be easy to peel off.
Sure, you can do that, and then you're ready to go.
Yeah.
Can that preserve that? Is there a lifespan? How much?
Same thing, 4 days. So,
4 days.
So refrigerate any stock that you plan to use and try and use it within the next 4 days.
Okay, let's not be freezing it then, folks. Or could they?
You could totally could. If you had a container that is not going to rupture in the freezer, definitely can totally freeze that. Some people even freeze stock in ice cube trays.
Oh,
and
sure.
Then take the ice cube trays and then, you know, like kind of bust those open into a bag. So yeah. That way, if you just need a little bit of stock, you can just grab a couple of cubes and throw that in a pan or a stock or whatever.
Oh, that's really thinking ahead.
Yeah, definitely.
You can use that too. Some other ideas. We might have leftover casseroles and things like that. Freezing like the green bean casserole
for sure.
And stuff. That's something some people might do. Does that change as it's being frozen? Because you said there are different properties for different things.
Green bean casserole, typically casseroles, they're gonna change their texture a little bit.
Yeah.
I do suggest a lot of times if you're freezing, let's say you've got a whole bunch of casserole that you're freezing, it's better to cut those into smaller individual size portions and freeze those individually rather than maybe freezing an entire pan.
Mm-hmm.
The big pan might take up more space than you need in the freezer. Also, it's just much more approachable when you can just grab a small amount of what you need.
So part of this is, again, planning when you're doing your Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And making sure that you're getting your food put away safely.
Correct.
And rapidly and safely as you can.
Correct.
And then have a plan on when you're going to try to use it up. Because after so many months, yeah, like you said, freezer burn, frost buildup, things like that, it will lose texture.
It totally will. Definitely trying to save your proteins how you can. Mashed potatoes, again, work wonders on thickening up a soup. There are some things that, I'm sure somebody creative could turn a corn casserole into a soup or something.
Yeah. I might be more than I want to do.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm sure there's some creative solutions out there.
Yeah.
But definitely, I would say, when you're planning ahead, so like let's say that you're planning for Thanksgiving, I plan on having some roasted vegetables.
Sure.
Those roasted vegetables you can reimagine in a whole bunch of ways afterwards. If you kind of think about maybe what would I've heard them called planned overs. So instead of leftovers, kind of it has this connotation of what am I going to do with this thing? Planned overs is kind of saying, I know that I'm going to have more than I need, but I've got this other plan. I can take those roasted veggies and throw them into a wrap or something like that.
Yeah. And again, spend smart, eat smart.
Exactly. Spend smart, eat smart.
Got ideas there for that. All right. So now I'm going to switch you off here a little bit.
Sounds
and go
great.
To something else.
Great.
Back to the food safety part.
Yeah.
Because we are hitting holiday time.
For sure.
Again, more holiday activities and events going out there. People will be hosting and doing things like that.
Yep.
Bottom line is take a look at what you're going to be doing and how long is it going to be out there? How many people are you going to have? Again, it's all part of the things you do when you do, Safe Serve? Serve Safe?
Yeah, so I teach Serve Safe. I teach a couple of other food safety classes for childcare providers and for people who run kitchens. Food safety is a really important topic, and I'm glad to be doing this work.
All right, so let's talk about somebody looking as they get closer to Christmas. Not far away. Obviously, meat, cheese, things like that. They get out there, maybe. It's all about time, isn't it?
It is.
How long are you going to have it exposed at room temperature?
Totally. So the temperature danger zone that bacteria likes to grow in is about 40 to 140. So trying to make sure that you're keeping your hot food hot above 140 and then keeping your cold food cold at 40 or less is going to keep out of that temperature danger zone. So you really only want to expose things like meat and dairy and eggs, those higher risk time temperature controlled for safety foods. Those foods we only want in that temperature danger zone for about 2 hours.
Okay.
So the sooner you can get that in the fridge or in the freezer, the better.
So don't leave it out there for I've said previously, deviled eggs for 5 hours.
Oh, for sure.
Stuff like that. A lot of them are fruit trays, vegetable trays, that sort of thing. Time frame that same, about a couple hours, and then try to get them refrigerated. Do you have to wash them all off? What do you do?
So a lot of people don't realize this, but about half of all foodborne illnesses come from vegetables. So a lot of these veggies are from the farm. A lot of them, they might use manure in the growing process.
Sure.
So about half of all foodborne illnesses come from cut tomatoes, cut lettuce, and cut cut melons.
Okay.
And so if you have any of those, definitely you want to keep those, keep a good eye on those and keep those refrigerated. Some things like, for instance, strawberries, you know, strawberries can sit out and it's not, but as soon as you slice into it, it needs to go into the fridge.
Yeah, you do do that. So anytime you're going to break the surface.
And I would definitely say with like veggie and fruit trays, those are very easy things to reimagine. So if you still got a whole bunch of fruit, guess what? You can make a dessert out of those. You can make a cobbler, perhaps.
Oh, yeah.
Make some breakfast smoothies. If you got vegetables left over, let's be honest, you probably got a lot of celery sticks
yeah.
and carrots left over. There's some things on the fruit tray that people go for a little bit more than others.
Yeah.
But all the veggies that are left on that fruit tray, dice them up, toss them olive oil, salt, pepper, and roast them. So if you got some, if there's some cherry tomatoes or some... I don't think cucumbers would roast very well, yeah. but certainly things like broccoli, cauliflower,
sure.
carrots, peppers, tomatoes, all of those things, you can make a really nice roasted veggie, as a side dish. You could roast those and put that in a soup. There's a lot of opportunities, especially when you got those fruit and veggie trays left over.
Throw them in that omelet I'm going to make the next
one. Oh, exactly. Perfect use.
You could do that too. Tom Kinert's been our guest on our program today. And again, it's about using leftovers. The big thing is use the resources that we've talked about.
Absolutely.
It's, again, find out. There's so much new information that keeps coming up. That's the thing that really I find interesting, because you have new people that come up with new things, new ideas, things they've learned. And
yeah.
make it available to the public. So
we are super happy to be providing nutrition education to Iowans. And so definitely Spend Smart, Eat Smart is a great resource. We have information on being a smart shopper, menu planning, physical activity, food safety. And there's even a kids section. So there's like some kids games where they can learn about, food safety. What's the, spot the issue, or which food group does this belong in? So we have a kids section on there. We have a cookbook. There's lots of opportunities for low-cost, yeah. easy-to-make, nutritious recipes.
I think as they're heading into the new year, I think they should make a resolution to check that out.
Yeah.
And because there are great ways to save and plan.
Absolutely.
So, okay. Tom Kinert, our guest on our program today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.